If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio. I can't hear you either, actually. Try now.
Hello?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Now people can hear me on the show this week.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And it's a fun end of summer show for us.
Is it the end of summer?
Well, it's September, but we're going into Labor Day weekend, so it's technically the end of summer.
Hell yeah, son.
Why are you just yelling hell yes on that?
Fucking football, dog.
All right, we're going to get to that in a minute.
Yes!
No, we're not.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley at HS Radio Show on Twitter. reddit.com/r/High Society Radio to discuss things that are discussed on this show. Isn't that meta?
Well, people just send us other things.
Dope ass shit, son.
What are you talking about?
And then awesome.
talking crazy again. Are you drunk?
I wish.
Also, a lot of people said they didn't get their stickers, t-shirts.
Well, then they have to email me.
Oh. They emailed me. That's the problem.
All right, then forward it over to me, and I'll get it to them.
All right, you still have a bunch of them in your house that you didn't send out?
I have a bunch. Look, dude. I bought stickers in bulk. Okay.
Yeah, but so. The t-shirts that I gave you to send out.
I sent them all. They all went out.
Yo, just tell people to send me the address. I'll drop that shit off.
You're talking crazy, Johnny. You're not going anywhere.
Fantastic.
Instagram is instagram.com/highsocietyradio. You should follow us. You should follow us. Look, something got posted the other day, actually. Well, let me go to it.
Because this shit.
What are you talking about? Why are you screaming fuckboy?
All day.
I heard fuckboy is a bad term, so I guess we're not fuckboys. Okay, hold on. This is the last Instagram post. All right, so the picture of Johnny and Chris. Looks like it's in the kitchen. And Chris is giving the middle finger to Johnny. And then the caption is, "Here's BK Chris and hashtag BXJ about to go watch Netflix and chill. Hashtag squad goals."
No, that was BK Chris mad because he couldn't fucking deal with Jon Stewart. You guys hit people with chairs.
You guys are fucking each other now? Because... I know what Netflix and chill means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
It means getting your dick sucked.
I don't listen to the black internet.
When did that start? When did Netflix and chill begin to mean getting blown?
I don't know. So I never heard that.
I mean, same time, like, just it used to just be come watch a movie.
Sure.
Like, you need to come over? I got this movie.
I got this movie on my dick.
Yeah, right?
But now it's like everybody's got all the movies.
Yeah.
So it used to be like, oh, we can watch Netflix. We'll find something. It'll take an hour. It'll be a bonding experience.
Hey, let's binge watch.
You think you get more ass with, like, HBO Go? Because I got that. I got Netflix, too, but I'd rather HBO Go.
See, no, Netflix is more ubiquitous than HBO Go. That's the problem.
What's that mean?
It means more people identify with...
Yeah, your dick sucked and your balls licked?
Exactly, yeah, that's what it
means,
Johnny.
Yes, son.
You're talking crazy again. You're just screaming yes, son, at me for no reason.
Looking good tonight, son.
Thanks, buddy. I like to look good for you, Johnny. You're the person I like to dress up for.
What you doing later? I got Netflix at the crib.
Oh, word? Yeah. You want to show? I guess there'll be another Instagram post of me sucking that Ecuadorian fucking cock.
Oh, boy, that's not cool.
Last week, there was a challenge throwdown. I had a gauntlet, and I threw it in the face of Bronx Johnny.
You did.
Because he made
an expensive duel challenge. Gauntlets seem fairly expensive. Yeah. They're metal. There's not too many blacksmiths around to fix them.
Oh, I think there's, in New York, there's plenty of blacksmiths, I think. I think if there's any place in the world with a good amount of blacksmiths,
they're all,
it's New York
they're
City.
All, they're all working on artisanal ice tongs.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have time to bang out a gauntlet.
To fix a finger joint?
Yeah.
That's fine tuning. I don't even know if they really went to blacksmith school.
Probably not.
They just flunked out of tattoo artist school.
Regardless of the fucking gauntlet, it was a metaphor.
All right.
I threw it in Johnny's face.
I'm way more interested in an actual gauntlet.
I know you hate football, but it's starting soon. You're going to have to hear us talk about it.
I know. Right. 16 weeks.
Hey,
16 beautiful weeks.
Of me getting to check my email during the podcast.
Now, Johnny, I said that I could pick better than you.
Oh, you definitely did.
I said last week, I said I can make better picks than Bronx Johnny.
You said that to sober Bronx Johnny.
Now, Bronx Johnny.
Yeah.
What did you go last week?
2-3. Not my best work, but, you know, 2-3
now,
is not
I
bad.
I made 3 picks last
you
week.
You did, big man.
I made 3 picks that I was so confident in.
How'd it work out for you?
That
my dad used to say, you could pick your friends and you could pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose. That's 3 picks. How did you do compared to that crappy old joke?
That's really terrible.
Why would you even bring it the fuck up?
Well, because I want to know if he did better than that joke.
Just start watching football, then you can chime
no,
in.
No, I just
want to
know.
You're just throwing shit jokes at me.
I took.
You're trying to ruin your segment. That's
I fucking hate you.
I took the Steelers over the Bills. I took the Ravens over the Skins.
Mm.
And I took the Chargers over the Seahawks.
Yes, you did.
And guess what, everybody?
Boom.
Went 0-3.
Damn, son.
0-3.
I
you know why?
Because
I can't gamble for shit.
You definitely can't.
I'm fucking terrible. You know what I like to gamble on? Roulette. And not even fucking roulette with people. I like to gamble on electronic roulette.
And you probably sit at the 00 table.
Constantly.
Jesus.
Fucking terrible. Depressing, shitty. Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I doubted you. I'm sorry I fucking talked all that shit last week. I apologize to you.
I don't feel bad. I just wanted you to learn a lesson.
I learned a lesson.
Did it
I'm
hurt?
Never going to sure. gamble on preseason football ever again. Now, regular
season. Hold on. What's your record in the regular season?
Yeah, it's not good either.
Pretty terrible, but I came off hot last year. I won a bunch of money off
oh,
the
yeah,
Panthers.
He did. He had a
so now I'm feeling really good about the beginning
that's,
of this new NFL.
Don't gambling addicts usually spread the wealth when they get a big win?
Yeah,
maybe buy
too.
Their boys a round of drinks or something?
Maybe a steak.
I buy you guys fucking drinks all the time, right?
What?
I mean, you're holding that plastic bottle of Jim Beam and clutching it, not even passing it around.
Hey, get off my dick. All right? I'm gonna hit this year, definitely.
You sound like a really bad gambler right now because you're just using the fucking terms like, I'm on a hot streak, I'm feeling it, son. Yo, when you up, you up. When you down, son. Looks like it's going to be a down year, 0-3, B.
Is that gay thing?
You need one of those green visors so that you can throw it to the ground
every
week.
Yeah, there used to be a kid in my college used to wear that shit. I hated that motherfucker. He was going for, like, that whole Hunter S. Thompson.
He was just a raver, bro.
Dick, man.
Looking at that dirt?
Probably.
So,
Wait, speaking of ravers, though.
Yeah.
You know that the feds are in fucking, have just admitted that they're in Burning Man every year.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
They're trying to catch El
Capitan. I thought everyone knew that the pigs were at Burning Man.
I would think they'd be super easy to spot there. I mean, they're pretty easy to spot everywhere.
I don't know. They like undercover.
I bet there's like one younger cop that like kind of looks like a raver. You know what I'm saying?
Like a hipster cop?
Yeah, like a hipster cop. He has goggles and no shirt on.
You know? Steampunked out?
Yeah, he's steampunked out.
He's
yeah.
got like a Gatling harpoon gun.
Yeah, he's got a top hat.
Yeah. He's dressed like a British Bobby, and they think that he's like they're like, oh, that's a good costume. And they're like, nope.
Oh my God, it's an actual cop. I thought you were part of a Doctor Who cosplay. I feel like an idiot. What's happening? I don't know, dude.
Bumps in front of everybody.
You want to do some bumps in front of everybody?
You're like,
that's what
yo,
I'm talking
no pig,
about, dude.
Son. Do a bump. I ain't no pig.
I heard, didn't Burning Man get like invaded with insects because it rained a lot in the desert?
Yeah, there
year?
Was like a bunch of like really big green insects. It was really creepy.
Good.
It was terrible. I'm glad I didn't book us a couple of seats, because last week I was talking about, hey, Chris, let's just go to Burning Man next week, not do a show.
Thank God we did. Last week.
Yeah, I know. I was talking a lot of shit. I was sober, too.
Yo, look at these giant bugs, Johnny. Look at this.
Johnny, take a look at this shit.
Oh, well, there's obviously a Oh, there you go. God, there's a swarm of them under a fucking car.
It's just like pop cereals and shit.
Yo, they're fucking gross looking, too. What the hell are these things?
They're like lima beans and shit. They're fucking weird,
nobody likes lima beans, either.
Lima beans, all right, but them shits, what are they like? Do they fly and shit, I guess? They fly and land and you can't get up again? Like, how the fuck is that many and you can't fly away?
Apparently, a lot of people were just getting swarmed at Burning Man this year, which made me kind of happy because I saw a bunch of people in my Facebook feed were going to Burning Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
That's funny because they're idiots. Because they should have known that there were bugs going to be there.
That's why we didn't go.
Exactly.
We were totally going to go, and then we were like, oh shit, the bugs, bro.
Too many bugs, bruh. I'm glad we didn't go to Burning Man. I apologize to Johnny for being a terrible gambler.
That's fine to me, son.
Like, I'm really bad.
Well, I mean, you just made him look like a great gambler.
Don't make me fucking put on
Johnny's the best. Like, I've been talking up this motherfucker for years.
I'm good at this shit, son. It's what I do. It's my hot season, bro.
Do you want to fucking make some picks right now? Because this is the last week of preseason. Because after this, then I thought I would make Chris Stanley's anti-lock of the week.
This is like the toughest week to pick because no starters really play.
But I'll go whatever I'm betting, bet the opposite.
By a mile.
But once you say bet the opposite, doesn't your jinx kick back in and make
that? I'm not sure. That's a good point. Because sometimes when I'm gambling, I'm like, I feel so sure of this pick. So sure. Like, I feel so confident in this that it has to be wrong. Like, I think that inside my head.
It's true.
But I go ahead with the bet that I originally think.
Don't ever go against your gut.
Because I think that if I bet opposite way, that it's definitely going to fucking come
together.
How
often does that logic, that three steps of logic, work out for you?
Well, he finished the season last year hot, so I don't know. Like, I guess
winning one game to make up for a bunch.
No, I won fucking a couple grand 2 weeks in a row. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was fucking nuts. I was like, I can't believe this is happening.
I remember that.
It was nuts.
We were turning around for old Gil.
Was Gil the last good new character from The Simpsons?
Yeah, definitely.
Probably, yeah.
I wouldn't know other new characters.
Me neither.
But that's the last one I remember.
I'm going to guess, though.
They don't really do much anymore, anyway.
What'd you just fucking say to me?
They're apparently keeping The Simpsons going even though Harry Shearer is leaving.
No, he came back.
Oh,
did he?
You got to get up on your Simpsons news.
No, I don't fucking care about Harry Shearer. Fuck that.
You had to fucking Twitter beef with him.
Yeah, fuck that.
Or you piggybacked the Twitter beef
with
him.
Yeah, he was so happy when he lost his shit. He was like, fuck this guy.
I remember watching that on Twitter, and it was fucking hysterical.
I thought I made his entire life implode.
Oh, good. Don't give yourself that much credit.
I mean, that shit was pretty dope. Like, actually, speaking of Twitter, were you guys watching the VMAs on last Sunday night?
I'm a grown man.
Well, you know what? I was sitting in my apartment alone, chain smoking, as I'm wont to do. And I was watching, I was like, this is totally ridiculous. And I thought to myself, I'm going to put my two cents out there. Now, I normally don't tweet. The only tweets I would do is occasionally I control the Instagram account. For High Society Radio.
I wouldn't call myself a fuckboy, so I would hope so.
So, yeah, I'll throw fuckboys out there. I'll throw go watch Netflix and chill. You know, because I just want to make all of us seem extremely gay.
I mean, I've been saying we need to be a niche podcast.
Hey, we're the gay podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're the confusingly gay podcast. I guess we're gay? Mm. Not sure. But we'll say gay shit.
There you go.
So I was watching the VMAs. I was like, hey, Kanye West just came up on stage talking a bunch of crazy bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys watch that at all?
I saw
even in post?
Yeah, it was.
You missed out on some good stuff.
You didn't see it?
No.
It was very fucking retarded.
All right, so this is the stuff I was tweeting out there. I got a couple retweets, which I was happy about, a few favorites.
Oh, nice.
At one point, Kanye said he was a millennial.
Yeah.
Now, then I tweeted out.
Nice, by the way.
Then I tweeted out this is really clever. Who told Kanye he was a millennial? Hashtag VMAs.
What year was he
born? Sick burn. Sick burn.
He's like almost 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like 38 or 39 or something.
Black don't crack.
And then next, Taylor Swift introduced him.
Yeah, they had their little back and forth, like, ha ha.
I don't want to interrupt you, or whatever the fuck they said.
Yeah, it was a nice little callback.
And then, but she was like in his seat while he was talking, and she was like with Kim. And, like, as he went off stage, like, she was like, yay. So then I tweeted out, God, I wish Kanye would have just started finger banging Taylor Swift as he went off stage.
How is that even relevant?
Kim could have cheered him on! Exclamation point. Hashtag VMAs.
He's got that dumb, dead look in her eyes, son.
I thought it would have been funny.
I guess so. If you tweet some shit like that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
If he just, as he walked off stage, just started fingering under her dress, I thought that would have been a great moment, a VMA moment. Jeez. No?
I don't know.
You don't think that's very funny?
It's not internal affairs. Like, it got one. Gear,
it got three favorites, so fuck you, John.
Three favorites or three fingers, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Joke. Prefer two, though. Jesus. Then Pharrell came on stage in the VMAs, and I said, I miss Pharrell's hat. Remember?
Oh, God.
Happy?
Damn.
Remember that fucking shitty video?
Yo, change the password to the Twitter.
I didn't even know how he got it.
I don't fucking know. I can't imagine this shit.
All right, and then there's only a couple more because I couldn't think of anything else to fucking say during the broadcast, right? Because I'm so fucking brilliant. So during the Pharrell performance, one of the backup dancers, she had a skirt on, and she was bending down at multiple points, and I could see her pussy, or at least I could see her underwear. You know, it was an upskirt basically.
Yeah.
So then I tweeted out. The fucking upskirt of Pharrell's backup dancer was the best thing so far this year's hashtag VMAs.
What the fuck, Stanley? What's wrong with you, son?
I'm off the rails.
Why can't you just hang with Faye with me on the fucking weekend? Yo, you don't even got to buy nothing. I know you're allergic to spending some dough.
I'm broke, motherfucker.
Just chill with us.
Hold up. I got some more. There's two more.
Oh, my God.
There's two more, dude. So get off my... Oh, no, there's three more. So get off my dick. All right. So then it was going to commercial.
Yeah.
And they said the video of the year is coming up next because it was towards the end of the night. So then I tweet out, the video of the year is up next. Time for another rail. Hashtag VMAs.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, Jesus.
That got two favorites. No retweets, though.
Yo, whoever retweets and favorites this shit is
also. You know what's annoying, though? Is like that people think that's me. Doing coke watching a show meant for teenagers.
That's what I'm saying. How the fuck did he get a password?
I'm about to get the Jared treatment in about a fucking week. Thanks to my online trail.
Where my sandwich is at, bro. All right. So then, so you didn't watch the Kanye thing, right?
No.
Did you hear him just screaming bro constantly? I was like, I hit this motherfucker with
a
bro button,
bro. He's really fucking like pitching I'm a millennial right now.
Yeah, he's insane. It was. I thought it was entertaining.
Teach your kids love
to be as
fucking
stupid as fucking Kanye West is. It was entertaining.
I was pissed that he got a Vanguard Award. Like, what the fuck?
He's done everything, dude. Through the Wire, remember that shit?
I'm not saying the man got bad music, but, you know.
Stronger? That was my shit.
Yeah.
So N-Words in Paradise or whatever? Paris? Not
Paradise.
N-Words in Paradise should be a fucking song, though.
That's the remix?
All right, so this is the next to last tweet.
Next to last.
Then I'll quit on the Twitter shit because there's nothing else to say.
There's not.
All right, so this is the next.
Oh, wait. Read the thing that you retweeted.
Wait, which one did that? Oh.
No, above like that. There you go. No, this one right here.
Oh, yeah. Tom Sharpling. Hey, does anyone remember when MTV stood for music television? How about playing some fucking videos, MTV? Please retweet. And so Tom Sharpling, friend of the Bennington Show, I definitely retweeted him. He's a good man.
Oh, wow.
But to go back to my shitty tweets.
Yo, what's going on?
High Society Radio tweets. This is my next to last tweet.
Oh, God.
I like to stare at Gigi Hadid's pussy.
I can't blame you for that one. That one's
kind of hashtag
VMAs.
All right.
That's a good one.
Because she's like the new hot shit, Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, she's a bad bitch.
And she's a very young girl. She's very attractive. She's like
legal.
19 or something.
She's
legal. Yeah, she's legal, yeah. But she's still very young.
Yeah,
she came out in a dress where you could see the pussy. All
right.
You could see like the camel toe, as they say.
You ever been to Backpage, bro? Want me to take you there?
I don't want anything to fucking do with Backpage.com. You've told me all about it. I don't need to know.
You need some action, son.
So I said, I was like, hey.
It's like chat roulette, but for real people.
Weird. Why would I want to be with real people? And then finally.
That's poignant, though. I don't know how you're going to top that last one.
And then finally, I fucking tweeted out, this is a YouTube link, and I'm going to play it for you. And it says,
now, I know if you're tweeting something, it's got to be relevant.
I'm a fish show. Hashtag gay fish.
Oh, that's good.
Come on. I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down, couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me, and now I got my wish. Cause I know that I'm a gay fish, gay fish, gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish, gay fish. I'm a fish, yo. Going on a gay fish. It's alright, girl. Making love to other gay fish, gay fish. All those lonely nights at the grocery store, in the frozen fish aisle, feeling like a whore. Cause I wasn't being true, even though everyone said that I had to make a switch, gay fish. Now I know that I'm a gay fish, gay fish, gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish, gay fish. I'm a fish, yo. Going on a gay fish, gay fish. Now I'm where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish,
I used to be scared, denying who I was. Straight, but then going out to the gay fish clubs, dancing with the marlins, making out with all the snappers. I take a salmon home and work that caudal fin for hours. But now I'm out and I'm free to love what I want, be it yellowfin or bass or them trout in Vermont. I slap that marlin ass, make that group of butt shake. I'll come to your house and have an orgy in your motherfucking fish tank. Fish tank.
Motherfucking gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish. Gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
Making love to other gay fish, gay fish, gay fish. I really get around, I'm the slut of the sea. When I say I've got crabs, I mean it literally. I was eating dinner and just had to go down on that mackerel on the dish. Cause I'm the gayest of the gay fish, gay fish, gay fish. Motherfucking gay fish, gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish, gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
But I got to settle down, I can't be a whore. Just sleep with any fish no more. I found me a lover, a brother who's a cross-dressing pike named Trish. And together we are gay fish, gay fish,
gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay fish, gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish, gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
Making love to other gay fish, gay fish, gay fish, gay fish.
There you go. That was my final tweet of the VMAs.
Play the bro button.
Okay.
There you to go. Yourself.
Do really? To me?
Yes.
Do it to yourself.
I gotta find it. Hold on. I will play it.
Yeah,
oh, here
you
we
need
go.
To, son.
All right, fuck you guys.
Ridiculous.
Do you like fish dicks?
What? That's not the robot.
When somebody talking stupid and you want to say
the whole song,
hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button. When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button.
I guess that was for me for there playing the gay fish song.
You just killed fucking time off this podcast.
I'm going to kill off time off
yeah,
your
face.
Yeah,
people are pissed at you right now.
Really? Because the fucking gay fish song, everyone loves that song, dude.
Yeah, but they can hear it. You just played it off YouTube.
We need more fucking Patreon subscribers. That's not
you
gonna,
think?
Yeah.
I know that. You're right. You're 100% right. I think if the Patreon subscribers go up, fucking Johnny's picks go up, and everybody starts making some money.
Oh, yes.
We ain't making any picks yet either. We're just getting over. This whole show is off the rails.
You're off the rails. Shut up.
You're on the rails. I saw that in a tweet.
That was like 3 days ago. Get off my dick. So what's up with the Patreon? It's patreon.com/highsocietyradio. If you donate to the show, we'll throw a fucking party, I swear to God, where a lot of people are going to get fucking drunk, including
us. Definitely you.
You're not going to get drunk?
No. I'm the voice of reason.
I'm fucked up, son.
I'm going to fucking throw this out there. I should never be drunk, I think. I'm talking
fine.
Crazy.
You're good when you're drunk.
So is there any new Patreon activity? Because I know
there's one. It's been a while.
It has been a while. So what is this new Patreon subscriber?
John K.
John K. He gets a shout out. And you know what happens whenever anyone gets happens when someone donates to Patreon, right?
You take a while to find the drop?
No.
Oh.
You know what happens? This no. does.
Yo. Come on. I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me, and now I got my wish. Cause I know that I'm a gay fish, gay fish, gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish,
gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish, gay fish.
It's alright, girl. Making love to other gay fish,
gay fish.
All those lonely nights at the grocery store, in the frozen fish aisle, feeling like a whore. Cause I wasn't being true, even though everyone said that I had to make
like a switch.
Gay fish.
Now I know that I'm a gay fish.
Gay fish.
Gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish.
Gay fish. Now where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish.
I
gay
used to be
fish.
Scared, denying who I was. Straight, but then going out to the gay fish clubs, dancing with the marlins, making out with all the snappers. I take a salmon home and work that caudal fin for hours. But now I'm out and I'm free to love what I want, be it yellowfin or bass or them trout in Vermont. I slap that marlin ass, make that group of butt shake. I'll come to your house and have an orgy in your motherfucking fish tank. Fish tank.
Motherfucking gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish.
Gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish,
gay fish.
I really get around, I'm the slut of the sea. When I say I've got crabs, I mean it literally. I was eating dinner and just had to go down on that mackerel on the dish. Cause I'm the gayest of the gay fish,
gay fish, gay fish.
Motherfucking gay fish,
gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish,
gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
But I got to settle down, I can't be a whore. Just leave with any fish no more. I found me a lover, a brother who's a cross-dressing pike named Trish. And together we are gay fish,
gay fish,
gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay fish,
gay fish. I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish,
gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
Making love to other gay fish,
gay fish,
gay fish.
And that's what happens when you donate to Patreon. Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Are we gonna lose money because it's a little stuck?
If you don't like South Park songs, you can fucking stop donating right now. Because those motherfuckers.
Don't tell people to stop.
I mean, no. If you don't like them, then I guess we'll stop playing them and you should donate more money.
Yeah.
Is that better?
It's like anti payola.
It's about good. Yeah, anti. No. We're pro payola. Look, I'm a little slut. Throw us some cash, right? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, someone actually posted on the Instagram account. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. They said, hold on, I'm gonna find. They want a new, what is it called? A prize.
Oh, for Patreon?
Yeah. Can you guys make Getting Choked the Fuck Out by BK Chris's Giant and Powerful Man Hands a Patreon reward?
Whoa.
Was that?
Yeah.
Is that a man or a woman?
That's from Dunch. From the look of it, Dunch is a man.
He's a cool dude, too, son.
He's a major dude.
He's a good dude.
He's a major fucking dude.
You gonna make that happen, son.
Look, I want you to choke him out till he comes.
That's almost as creepy as the guy with the brony picture offering to suck my nuts back in the day if we did more podcasts.
Make him come, Chris. Come on, baby.
Make him jizz on himself. Be a gentleman.
Or on you. You know, depends. Depends on the reward fucking amount.
You can choke him from the front.
$2,000. Would you choke a dude out? Until he completed.
$2,000?
$2,000.
To completion.
You don't have to touch the dick. You just have to choke him.
But like.
So he completes.
Can I choke him? All right. Can I choke him in a way where the dick is facing away from me?
Oh, like a sleeper
like
hold
a
almost?
Naked. You want to do a rear naked choke hold?
I don't know, because he said he wants the hands around his neck.
Well, I think I can.
Jack the rip.
Depending on how
back,
thin his
son.
Neck is, I think I can.
Look, I can't guarantee that you won't have to be in front of the dick.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could try to work it out with the person.
$2,000.
$2,000. Do it.
Yeah. Just say yeah.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
make Dunch happy.
Yeah.
Dunch, get some.
But he's got to pay any dry cleaning.
Yeah, that's fine, dude. Whatever.
You get $2,000.
What is that?
$2,000.
No!
What is it? $8 for fucking.
Then it's not $2,000.
It's whatever.
Someone's being very stingy.
You're still going to do whatever you need to for that money.
With their jism. And it's Chris.
Damn, so he just wiped his dick all over you and your pride.
It's whatever. Son. It's fine, bro.
You didn't do that yet.
Yet.
It's coming down, though.
Oh, good.
So I got a lot of bills, John.
Yo, who don't, son?
Oddly enough, I have none. Somehow I've...
Yo, you have the black, son?
Yeah, it's...
Cord cutting, rent stabilization.
Yo.
Ignoring.
Yeah.
Technically, you are what High Society Radio is, son.
Switching phone numbers every other month.
That's what's up. I got burner phones,
yeah,
bro.
I can't live like that, B. That's shitty shit.
You know, you're shady shit. You know what? So what? Now I'm going to fucking make you pick picks.
All right, I'll do that. I'm feeling confident.
Bronx Giants going to pick fucking games for the fourth week.
Final week of preseason football. Shout out to Tom Brady.
We're going to talk about that afterwards.
Nice.
I cannot wait to talk about that. Shit gets me fucking rock hard. Right, Chris?
You going to choke him out too?
Choke my dick.
No.
All right, hold on. Let me look at some lines here. All right. Bronx Shot, are you ready for three games?
Okay.
You go 3-3 this week, you redeem yourself the entire season.
You go 3-3
season.
Three this week.
I redeem myself. I went 2-3 last
Pepper
week.
Will auto
five.
Asphyxiate you.
Yes, I will.
I don't want
Johnny, that. You go 3-3, I will choke you till you jizz.
No, I don't.
That's a promise, bro.
I'm fine.
All right, bro? Okay. Let's see. Sunday, September 13th. I'm going to make you pick.
It's not a regular season game?
Wait, is it? Shit.
It's an NFL football game.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wait, this is coming out on we're recording this on Thursday.
Yeah.
We're going to post this early. Actually, you know what? We can't even fucking do this. This is badly fucking thought out, wasn't it?
It's not my bit.
I run with it. I didn't pick it.
Well, I mean, you could just run upstairs and put it out right now.
I guess I can go to my computer and post it. All right, so two games, Johnny. San Diego Chargers at the 49ers. 49ers are favored, -3.
Chargers
are +3?
Yeah.
Get it. Oakland Raiders at the Seahawks. Seahawks are favored, -3.
I'll take Seahawks.
All right, Seahawks -3. All right, so if you listen to this, between 9 and 10 p.m. East Coast time, you can make some bets. And that's been the preseason fucking betting finanza.
There you go.
I didn't even remember what he said.
We went off on a high note, son.
He took the Chargers and the Seahawks?
Yep.
All right.
It's all good money.
This is really embarrassing.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed if I was you, too.
I'm embarrassed most days and times.
You never totally seen honest. It, though. You're pretty, like, happy-go-lucky lately.
Oh, yeah. Just push it down. Just push it down into the solar plexus.
So somebody comes up behind you and chokes you from the back.
Yeah, that's when all it comes out. Mostly in the form of cum.
All the pain. It just leaks out your dick hole.
That's kind of a gay thing to say, Johnny. You know that? You fucking know what I'm saying, bro?
I guess so.
You like to party?
Not like that.
You like to party?
I like
Bronx
to wake
Johnny,
up, so.
How you like to party, dude?
Shit. I like dollar pizza parties. That's my thing.
We're going to fucking throw that shit. And we're stacking enough cash so we can just fucking do an open bar pretty much.
I like to party like I'm a fucking free man.
Stacking.
Like, just stacks and stack.
I saw this, that there's only one Blarney Stone left in New York City.
Yeah.
That's weird. Which one is it? Is it the one
it's
we
the
went
one,
to?
It's the one near where we're sitting. It's the one like down in the... It's the one down in the Hell's Kitchen.
That was the shit, son. They had the underage fucking people, retired strippers. It was a nice scene, man. A good fucking burger and pitcher deal and shit.
Is that the one we would go to for St. Patrick's Day?
No, that was the one on the east side by Grand Central.
Oh, yeah, it's on 2nd
Which
Avenue.
Is closed because of asbestos.
Yeah.
But that asbestos made the fucking corned beef taste better.
Probably. Give me good saltiness.
I think the last gritty bar that I go to left in the city is probably Rudy's and shit.
It's not really a gritty bar.
It's pretty
That's
shitty.
Not a gritty bar,
it's
dude.
It's a gritty fucking bar.
Ain't a gritty bar.
Get the fuck out of here. What do you mean? It's right by Port Authority. You meet all kinds of fucking oddballs in there. And everybody's doing yak.
Even Port 41 isn't a gritty bar anymore.
No.
It isn't, right?
Well, I think Rudy's is pretty gritty for, you know, what you have left.
No.
It's not a tourist bar. That's a tourist bar.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's a tourist bar and some local Hell's Kitchen people.
No way.
Fucking BK Chris is talking all the sense in the world. Bronx Giant's full of shit.
What?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
When's the last time you went to Rudy's?
He's also an asshole.
Am I?
And he sucks. And I don't like him.
Because he beat you at football picks this week?
And he beat the shit out of me at football picks, yeah.
Shit out of you.
Because all I want to do is just be a professional gambler. I mean, what's wrong with that? Why is that a shitty dream?
Well, you're terrible
but
at it.
Yeah,
I know.
You can't be a professional if you're bad
I mean, that's
at
what's
something.
Wrong with you having that dream. I mean,
technically, you're like a fucking millennial at picking bets and shit. You
Bro, I'm a fucking millennial, okay? Much more than you two.
We're all the same age.
No, I'm the same age as Kanye West, and
you're
we're both millennials.
You're fucking older than me and Chris, actually, by months.
You're so old, you make me sick. I fucking hate you.
Oh, shit.
What shows you guys watch on Netflix before you fuck each other?
Tell me! We should check out that Escobar show. Gets me in the mood.
It's terrible.
It's bad? Come on. It's an Escobar show. How can you make a bad Escobar show? I know they did that with the Entourage shit, but that wasn't even real, son. Like, fuck you. How you fuck up an Escobar show? It's real life. I never get that. It's like a biopic. How do you fuck up a biopic? It's shit that
Narcos.
Happens. Yeah.
It's laughably bad.
No fucking
it's
way.
It's laughably bad. There's a fucking narrator through the whole thing, and it's just stupid. It's just a really bad show.
Is it in English and Spanish or just Spanish? Subtitles.
I think it's mostly in
Spanglish.
English. Yeah, it's actually, they just replay Spanglish, the Adam Sandler movie,
you sure
through most
not,
of the episodes.
You sure you're not watching, like, the Entourage version of that shit?
Nah, bro.
Damn.
Look,
I wanted that shit.
Look at me. I know Entourage.
Yeah.
You are a millennial.
I'm a millennial, and I love Entourage. So, I would know if I was watching Entourage. No, I'm watching Narcos.
Damn. He just broke my heart.
Why?
I wanted that shit to work. I love reading about these motherfuckers.
What? Pablo? Yeah. You like Pablo? You like El Chapo?
El Chapo's a man. I don't fuck with El Chapo, son.
Really?
He does his shit.
A lot
of
people's heads have been cut off because of El Chapo.
That's his competition. He's about, like, giving out Bibles and cocaine.
El Chapo was good.
Yeah, son.
El Chapo needs to get on this Patreon.
Looks like we have an El Chapo from southern Mexico.
Donation is 6 kilos a month?
Yeah, we'll take a couple.
How much is that worth in dollar slices?
Well, it looks like El Chapo's part of the Patreon thing now.
Oh, God.
This one's for you, El Chapo.
That's the third time.
I've been so lonely, girl, I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me. And now I got my wish, cause I know that I'm a gay fish. Gay fish, gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish, gay fish. I'm a fish, yo.
Alright, Chris and Jai said everyone's turning the podcast off. It's a song.
They've already gone. We're talking to nobody at this point.
We're just down to like $5 on Patreon.
You guys
just
are dicks. Look, if you donate. Look, Dunch is happy, actually, because Chris said he would probably choke him out for $2,000 till he comes.
Hell yeah.
If you donate to Patreon, I'll play your goddamn favorite South Park song on the show. 5 times a show.
Oh, my God.
Put that shit up there. You know why? All the South Park songs are good. That's why I wanted to fucking throw that out there.
My favorite one is the Hanukkah song.
The Hanukkah song is good. Yeah. I like What Would Brian Boitano Do?
Yeah.
Or Gay Fish.
Fuck Canada is a pretty good one.
Fuck Canada got nominated for a goddamn Oscar, bruh.
Go.
You like that? You like
blame
Oscars?
Canada.
Good shit.
Blame Canada, whatever. What did I say?
Fuck Canada.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck Canada.
I'm not thinking straight today.
No.
Is that a surprise?
You say that every week, so no.
I guess it's like you are every week, huh, Chris? Off the fucking rails and being a dick. Yeah, that's me. I'm jerk off. Does anyone remember when we started this show tonight? Because I don't. And I forgot to put
like
the timer
a breeze,
on.
Man.
You forgot to put the timer on?
Yeah.
we got a good little while ago.
It's a mystery show tonight, people.
There's like 15 more minutes, I think.
You're 15 more minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what? We choke call. Each other out till we both jizz.
Fuck yeah. I don't know how that's going to work.
How you
going to
choke each other out?
Yeah.
Are you just going to smack dicks together while you choke each other?
And tummy sticks.
Tummy
it's
sticks.
Called tummy
just
sticks.
Tummy sticks it up.
Johnny, why don't you ever do sex extravaganza anymore?
I would, but people fucking make me feel horrible when I do it. So
why?
I don't do it no more. I don't like to hear about people getting raped while I'm doing something I love. Like, that's horrible.
You mean raping?
Oh, God. Shut the fuck up.
Sounds like you said you love raping.
I don't.
It why you love raping horrible. So much, Bronx Johnny?
Not at all.
That's what I heard.
You remember when Johnny was a men's rights activist?
Oh, my God. It was great.
That was still good. That was a proud moment of my life.
Are you still a men's rights activist?
Hell no.
No?
I like
they got to you?
Son. No, I like
the
pussy.
Bitches got to you?
I wouldn't say bitches. I say pussy got to me, son.
Oh, that sweet back page pussy.
Oh, dog, you have no idea.
I don't want to know.
Wait, hold on. All that human trafficking pussy you've been getting made you give up your men's rights stance?
The AIDS Factory website?
Hey, don't say that. I'm fucking solid. I've been checked like twice.
Oh, good. Hurry. Good. I believe you.
Yeah, but by a vet for fleas.
Oh, my God. Chris,
it burns a little
serious?
When I piss out my dick, but, you know, whatever. That's part of the roulette.
You're probably
play,
just
right?
drinking too much orange juice.
Maybe. I feel like the Pepper Hicks of like Backpage. You run a risk, sometimes you go fucking 2 for 3, sometimes you go 0 for 3. But
what?
You know, you fucking play the game, son.
I don't play the prostitute game, you do.
The way you play fucking fantasy football and shit, I say prostitute.
I don't play fantasy football. Oh, fucking, are you, this is your second year in fantasy football, right?
It is.
Have you done your draft yet?
Not,
and is it the high society radio?
That name don't change, son.
I like
I'm
that.
A brand man.
I like that. You gotta keep that brand fucking hard and strong.
I got a t-shirt up to shit.
Like you were getting choked out by a man. That's what you have to do.
Podcast.
What do you all right, do you know what your draft pick is?
My first round pick?
No. Do you know where you're getting you're drafting?
Yeah, first I'm second to last. I made the championship game, so I'm second to last.
Okay, so how many people in your league?
12.
All right, so you're picking 11th?
Yep.
That's not terrible, because you get two picks quick.
I get so I have an idea. I'm going wide receivers. First two picks.
That's kind of fucking smart, bruh.
Dude, there's so many motherfuckers hurt. You got to take what's available.
Who you gonna take?
Yo, I know it's crazy to say Andre Johnson, but maybe the second pick. I might go AJ Green first pick if he's up there. Not T.Y. Hilton. He don't let me down. Or Mike Evans. I got so many options.
You think that fuck you're all right.
Mike Evans. You don't think Andre Johnson's going to do anything?
Demaryius Thomas will probably be there.
I don't
Odell Beckham
so.
Jr. might be there.
No, no way. He's a top five pick, dude. He's not going to be up there.
Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to have as good a season as he did last year.
But people
I
don't,
like
people
Odell
don't,
Beckham
he's
Jr.
He's on the cover of Madden. That shit helps out. I'm telling you, son.
You help out. You should be on the cover of Madden.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought if you're on the cover of Madden, that makes you suck.
Well, yeah, but people don't fucking see it that way. Like, he's a rookie. He had a fucking great year. He's mad marketable right now. That's going to put him in the top five picks.
So Stone Cold's on the cover of 2K16. That means he's going to face Lesnar at WrestleMania? Are you telling me that's a lock?
Well, he made the fucking challenge.
It's different
podcast,
for wrestling,
so.
Chris.
What?
Yo, you know what?
It was the same.
I'm not saying any wrestlers' names anymore in this fucking show either.
Why? Because Jimmy Snuka's going to jail after you said Jimmy Snuka's name last week? Yeah, why don't you keep motherfucking names out your damn mouth? Don't you dare say Stone Cold's name. I'll get up and beat the shit out of you. Open up a can of whoop ass right on you, bro.
The last
Sonny.
Time I fucking said somebody's name, the Dez. They literally died the day after I fucking
yeah,
said.
And then the day after you said that shit, Jimmy Snuka, they opened up a 30-year-old rape case.
Yo, he did that shit before I was born. Like, 7 days before you were born.
Rape, murder case, sorry. We're talking about rape so much.
Well, you know what? Judging from the contusions they released, I wouldn't put it past them. I love the fact that his lawyer said, yo, he's too fucked up to do it. You can't send him to jail. His body's his prison.
Is that what the dude said?
That's how he presented it, because the man has, like, dementia and all these, like, shaky diseases and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, what's the point of putting him away at this point?
He killed the bitch, man. I think in Pittsburgh.
Was
like,
she,
how the fuck
did you find her off Backpage?
Nah, it wasn't around back then, but, you know, she could have been. They said that at one point he dragged her down the hallway by her hair, which was kind of cute, I guess. Ike did it to Tina. They made a movie about it, right?
Yeah, well, fucking, did Jimmy Fly Snuka's goddamn girlfriend make a bunch of hit records? No. Tina did.
Just two hits. Her hitting the floor.
Nah, oh, God.
But I'm bum.
Oh, God.
This is some cutting-edge shit you fucking hearing from us tonight.
You're a goddamn Rick and Morty writer, aren't you, motherfucker?
What is Rick and Morty?
The shit?
Are you fucking kidding me, son?
I swear to God.
Stop watching the VMAs and grow the fuck up, son.
I like Miley Cyrus screaming turnt constantly. Oh, are we getting turnt right now? Is that the thing?
Should I tweet that out? No.
That we're getting turnt?
No, Snapchat that. So,
you know,
so it disappears and we never have to look at it
again. Look at that.
No.
Look at that. End as TV as we know it, because your bitch friend right there.
I thought she did a good job.
She ain't do shit.
Look, she's got a selfie stick.
She looked like a scared, gentrified white girl with Nicki Minaj yelled at her.
You thought that was real?
I thought so, son.
There was no chance in hell that was real. That was just some fucking manufactured
kayfabe,
bullshit.
That was kayfabe, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
That was all.
Maybe Jimmy Snuka's chick is alive somewhere.
That was all work.
Yeah.
That was all twerk, because it was VMAs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Swallow the
mic.
Was
that your Dunch impression?
That's going to be Dunch jizzing when fucking Chris has his sweet fucking forearm wrapped around his goddamn gullet.
Yeah, you sound like you're living that True Detective life, son. Go for it.
I swear to God, I think I am Vaccaro.
You gotta get you that nice mustache, bro.
Sometimes your worst self's your best self. That's what he said.
You got a pale white fucking sun running around.
Well, you only have one self, so let's hope.
I guess it can't get much worse than the normal self, right? Yeah, I think it could, though.
Not to yourself.
No. Like, no. Look,
I don't think you could possibly.
Vince Vaughn said best, bro. Your worst self is your best self sometimes. Sure, I know that was fucking gibberish talk and bad, yeah. Bad dialogue written by some asshole, but I'm gonna take that as heart.
Yeah, I want to do that one day with you. Like, we go to a bar and we have a bitch singing in the background. We just talk and see if we can actually hold a conversation.
Oh,
I don't think that's possible, son.
Probably not. And we couldn't afford all the Blue Label.
Hell no, son.
I mean, that guy drank a lot of Blue Label.
Yo, that's the life when you're on top, bro.
I don't know. It's not that good.
Tad Steak, Blue Label,
Jim Beam
bro.
Is fine. Don't really need fucking Blue Label.
I'm a fucking Tito's man myself, so.
Tito's is fantastic,
my
too.
Shit.
You should have, fucking Vince Vaughn should have been, let me get 3 bottles of Tito's.
Oh, yeah. He can't handle that, though. He's a Blue Label guy.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I need the fucking whiskey to be
chilling
good.
Chilling with Scarface broads and shit. And a fucking wife they can't conceive. That's a hard life.
Well,
that
Scarface bitch wanted to fucking suck off Vaccaro.
Hell yeah, she did.
But she didn't get to, because, spoiler alert, Vaccaro got fucking shot in the face.
He kind of friend-zoned her, if you think about it.
Yeah, he did friend-zone her.
That's fucked up, son. Kind of. He's ready to kill a motherfucker and suck his dick.
Chris, maybe did you watch the end of, True Detective?
Yeah.
Or did we just ruin a bunch of shit for you?
No, I watched it.
What did you think of the last episode?
Eh, it was pretty bad.
You thought so?
Yeah. Yeah, you got. Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we did.
Oh man,
I don't think Johnny was here that day.
I was here.
I came in for that one.
How many times have I fucking said during one of our podcasts have we talked about this?
Every week, at least once.
Almost every week, right?
You want to start taking like notes while we fucking podcast?
No, I'm
These
not.
These are the hours from the last show.
Yeah, we probably need. We need a producer.
We had one.
We'll put that up there as a. Can we put that up there as a Patreon reward?
Yeah.
$1,000 a month.
I'll suck your dick. Come produce for us.
All the dollar pizza you can handle.
I think that's the reward. They get to be our producer. What do you mean?
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Tom Brady.
What do you think? All right, so this actually, we're recording this on a Thursday, and this morning at around 10:30 a.m., it came out that Tom Brady, after what, a year? Not a year, about six months. It's been nine months. It's pretty much been since the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
Deflategate happened, or as they said, Balghazi, which I prefer. That's how I prefer to call it that, Balghazi. It finally got resolved. It went to a federal court, and Tom Brady does not have to sit out one single game. They ruled against the NFL. They ruled against Roger Goodell, and Tom Brady will be starting the NFL opening game against the Steelers on Thursday.
The way they made it sound, was like he's fucking white OJ. Like, he really got away with murder or some shit. It's hysterical.
I think it's hysterical because Roger Goodell looks like shit, and I think he's going to fucking... This
we
will probably
know who
be the
Hawaiian
begin-
OJ is, though.
I think Roger Goodell... This is the beginning of the end for Roger Goodell's reign as the NFL.
Oh, dude, somebody's going to spit on him this season.
Apparently, if the owners want him out, they know what his buyout is?
2.5...
$150 million to buy out Roger Goodell.
Well, he brings money.
That's what his contract is?
Yeah.
Apparently, if they want him out, they have to throw up $150 million.
To be fair, though, like, since he's been on board, they've, like, gone fucking...
I'd want them to want me out. Yeah. He already makes $30 million a year.
Yeah, he should just do the
fucking... That's 5 years' work.
He should just do the Donald Sterling shit. For being a fuck up. Just do Donald Sterling. Say some real racist shit. Make him buy you out.
I'll be like, I want Adrian Peterson to fuck my wife while I jerk off in the corner.
All right, why doesn't Adrian Peterson smack my kid around a little bit or some shit?
While I jerk off in the corner?
Hell yeah. Fucking Roger Goodell's a sick fuck, yo. He needs to go.
And then he can fucking just sing the Gay Fish song. I'm not going to play it again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just want to hear him say I'm a fish, yo. That's my shit. Fuck. Shit.
It's going to be a fucking weird season, though.
I think you're going to be a weird season.
I think I'm going to be all right this season.
You sure?
Yeah, fantasy.
Did you get to the finals last season?
I did.
Fucking and you lost like a bitch, right?
I lost by 5 fucking
points. With a super original team name. High Society Radio.
That's not... I don't... Look,
made
hey.
The title game.
He's representing the goddamn show, okay?
I did pretty fucking good. I was a Cinderella story last year. 8-8, and I got in. Mm. And I kicked some ass.
Well, I don't want you to be a fucking Cinderella story this year. I want you to fucking roll through and dominate.
I
want to
be 12-4, 13-3, realistically.
All right.
But we'll see, so.
Take it home.
Who's the quarterback for the Raiders? I like that kid.
Oh, my God. Derek Carr.
He's good, son. Him and the number one black receiver, they're good.
I can't. Can you let me fucking be co-manager of the team?
No.
Please?
When was the last time you won at fantasy football?
I've never won at fantasy football. But I don't trust you if you're thinking, I like Derek Carr of the fucking Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, he's available in the fifth round, which is where I might take a quarterback. Yeah. The dude that won the league the last 2 years doesn't take a quarterback. He gets them off waiver-wise. He just takes position players out the ass.
Yes, that's what you do. But you can fucking pick up Sam Bradford in fucking the ninth round.
Yeah, I'll wait to see what's available.
Yeah, I'm saying wait, but don't pick up fucking Derek Carr.
Yo, he's going to have a good year, son. I'm telling you. You sleep on that boy. He's all right.
Sleeping that dick.
I don't.
What does that even mean?
You're just throwing that out there now. Like, are you doing that now, Stanley? Oh. Jeez.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Saw that Jadakiss and Styles open a juice bar?
I seen that. It's big on Facebook.
What?
Styles P and Jadakiss open a juice bar in the hood.
I appreciate that.
To educate poor people about juice. Because the hood's hot. And you need a nice, refreshing juice.
Yeah. Instead of all that fucking donuts and
McDonald's
shit.
Not juice. Now, do you think people. This is their second location, the one they opened in the Bronx by your house, right?
No, they don't.
They have one in Yonkers.
They have one in Yonkers.
And they just opened one in the Bronx.
Oh, shit. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, you should probably go in there and support your local
entrepreneurs. Yeah, son. I like good juice and stuff.
You could probably get some haze in there, too.
Yeah, I probably could, son. Smoke up a little bit.
There's a video of Jadakiss being like, see this? It's just a violation. One day I stop. Probably not. You ever seen that video?
Yeah, I did. I seen one where he was like getting at somebody because they drank his Hennessy. There was still some left, but he was just tight. They were in the middle of the street.
He tried to leave my buddy a $3 tip on a $1,000 bill.
That's very, they have a word for that. I can't say it.
Baller? Is that the word?
No, not at all.
Oh. I fucked up. I fucked up, guys. Said the word.
Wrong word.
But do you think this is actually going to work? Do you think you're going to get people to go buy juice in the hood?
Look at all the...
It's just going to bring white people in. White people are going to go see apartments there and be like, can't be so bad. They have a juice bar.
They should be Dragon Ball Z flavored juices.
Very good.
Dragon fruit.
I want the Super Saiyan. I want the Vegeta.
What would be in those?
It sounds like it'd have
fucking no. I'm not a juice maker.
Vegetable juice?
You could put like a Cadbury.
Oh, shit. That's really fucking smart.
What? Wait, what would you put in there?
This motherfucker wants to make a fucking Vegeta vegetable shake or
that
whatever.
That sounds good, though.
Vegetable juice.
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant.
Son, we would kill an whole
Why aren't we doing that right now? Black people love Dragon Ball Z.
We're not black.
Why are we saying this on air? Somebody's going to steal a fucking
No,
idea.
Don't fucking steal it!
Just tweet Jadakiss right now.
Yes, please.
Jadakiss! Is this how I tweet?
It's not a tweet. You didn't push the button on your watch fast enough.
I don't even know the watch. At Jadakiss!
Maybe we get a shout out on a mixtape. That'd be nice. If you're gonna take our fucking juice idea.
Fucking love mixtapes, dude. I love a shout out.
I'll trade my idea for a shout out on a mixtape.
Where my fucking mixtapes at?
Oh,
huh?
Shit.
Why aren't we fucking all having a mixtape vegetable juice party, vegetable juice party?
We should do that. Just a fucking Dragon Ball Z juice party at $500.
No, people paid for a pizza party. You can't change.
We're getting a pizza party, Johnny.
So we're like 520 at 520. Can
420.
We
that's what I'm fucking talking about.
We could do that now and get a fucking juice party going.
Holy fuck. Fucking sweating a lot. You guys? How about you guys?
No, dude, I'm freezing, motherfucker.
I'm fat and hot.
Oh, shit on my dick.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Oh, man. What happened to your life, son? You was normal for a little bit. What the fuck?
Throw that shit out the fucking window. Shit just fucking ended with gay fish.
Yeah, I assume that's what you were going to do. That would you should have just turned our mics off and talked through gay fish.
I wouldn't talk through gay fish, Chris. I like the lyrics.
Sorry.
Yeah, now you look stupid.
I know.
Oh, man, are we recording some extra shit?
I'm down.
I'm not really down, but I guess I will.
I just want everybody to know that I'm down. So they don't bitch at me.
I'm with it.
No, it's some extra Patreon shit.
Yeah.
We do mad bonus content.
I'll give you mad bonus
3 weeks
content.
Straight. This will be 4 weeks straight of bonus content.
How you like that bonus content, Patreon subscribers?
Yeah, we've only gotten $1 for this extra work. I saw a fucking anime
Patreon.
Hey,
well, I'm very fucking happy about that extra dollar.
That's fucking making stacks, and we're way better than that anime fucking podcast.
I don't know.
We need a niche.
All we talk about is Dragon Ball Z. We gotta fucking expand to other anime songs.
I like Trigun. Trigun was alright. Cowboy Bebop was alright.
The Cowboy Bebop was the shit.
That bitches with titties on there and shit.
Who's that other dude who, I wanna give that guy extra shout outs. What's his name again?
John K.
John K? John K, you're the fucking man. Yo. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
It's High Society Radio. Take it easy.
Come on. I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down. Couldn't understand why haters joked around. I wanted to be free with other creatures like me. And now I got my wish. Cause I know that I'm a gay fish, gay fish, gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish, I'm a fish, yo. Coming on a gay fish, it's alright, girl. Making love to other gay fish, all those lonely nights at the grocery store. In the frozen fish aisle, feeling like a whore. Cause I wasn't being true, even though everyone said that I had to make a switch, gay fish. Now I know that I'm a gay fish, gay fish, yo. Motherfucking gay fish, I'm a fish, yo. I'm where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish.
I used to be scared, denying who I was. Acting straight, but then going out to the gay fish clubs. Dancing with the marlins, making out with all the snappers. I'd take a salmon home and work that coddle fin for hours. But now I'm out and I'm free to love what I want. Be it yellowfin.
Belmont. I slap that Marlin ass, make that group of butt shake. I'll come to your house and have an orgy in your motherfucking fish tank. Fish tank.
Motherfucking gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish.
Gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
Making love to other gay fish.
Gay fish.
I really get around, I'm the slut of the sea. When I say I've got crabs, I mean it literally. I was eating dinner and just had to go down on that mackerel on the dish. Cause I'm the gayest of the gay fish.
Gay fish, gay fish.
Motherfucking gay fish, gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish,
gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
But I got to settle down, I can't be a whore. I ain't gonna just sleep with any fish no more. I found me a lover, a brother who's a cross-dressing pike named Trish.
And together we are gay fish,
gay fish.
Gay fish, yo.
Motherfucking gay, gay, gay fish.
I'm a fish, yo.
Going on a gay fish,
gay fish.
Now I'm where I belong, girl.
Making love to other gay fish,
gay fish.